Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
On 2nd December 2018, the Catholic Diocese of Sekenita Krabi will be launching her 50th anniversary celebration. What will be for you a successful Golden Jubilee celebration?
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity you and your team have given me to say something about our Golden Jubilee celebration. First, I want to say a big thank you to all the committees that have been set up in order to prepare for this celebration. Yeah. And as we speak even now, I know you are on your way to another meeting to prepare for what's going to happen on Sunday. And I want to say a big thank you to the people of God of Sekenita Krabi. In many ways, they are involved even in this preparation towards the celebration. As we meet on Sunday, my prayer is just simple. We are going to say thank you to God. Thanking God for what he has done for this diocese all these 50 years. And of course, thanking him is also a memory activity, reminding ourselves of the so many people who have come before us, our three bishops who preceded me, Bishop Esuyan, who was the first bishop of the diocese, followed by Bishop Sam, and of course, Bishop Dakun. All this is to be an opportunity for us to thank them for what God used them to do for this diocese, and also all the many priests and lay people who labored with them. Launching the Jubilee in many ways remind me first and foremost of what Jubilee years are about. When you read the Old Testament, Leviticus, God ordering the people that at the 49th year blow the horn and call people's attention to the year of Jubilee. 50th year is a big time. It's a big opportunity for the people of Israel, for the people of God, for the people of the church today to recognize that God is the owner of whatever we have. God is the owner of our church, and he leads us on his own path to take us to where he wants the church to be. So on Sunday, the people of God in Sekenita Krabi will be called to observe 2019 as our Jubilee year. It's a year, as I said, when we recognize God as the owner of his own church. We recognize God as the one who is leading the church to where he wants his church to be. And recognizing his ownership is also thanking him for what he has done along all these years.
My Lord Bishop, thank you very much. Now, any final message for the laity, the priests, and the people of Sekenita Krabi Diocese?
Yeah, the Jubilee year is not just for a church hanging in the air. The church is made up of priests, of religious men and women, and of lay people. And so our Jubilee year is a Jubilee for all. Every sector of the diocese. That's why in the program you see that there will be an activity or a celebration, a Jubilee for priests, Jubilee for religious, Jubilee for our sick, Jubilee for the homebound, Jubilee for societies in the church, Jubilee for those who are working in the health sector, those who are working in schools, and every sector of the diocese. This 50th year will be its Jubilee. It's going to be your Jubilee, it's going to be my Jubilee. It's going to be the Jubilee of all our lay people to recognize that, in fact, it's God who is in charge of us. And he leads us to his own kingdom. You become partakers in this ministry of establishing God's kingdom. So for my priests and for the religious and for the lay people of the church, I would want everyone to recognize that it is not just a Jubilee of a church somewhere, it's a Jubilee of the church here and made up of you and me. So it is your Jubilee, it is my Jubilee, it is our Jubilee.
Well, just as the Bishop said, it is your Jubilee, it is my Jubilee. So come Sunday, the 2nd of December 2018, at the St. Paul's Pro Cathedral, the Catholic Diocese of Sekenita Krabi will be launching her 50th anniversary. You are all invited. Thank you very much.